From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The first-ever National Tea Party Convention is underway in Nashville. Tomorrow, Sarah Palin will speak. And today, activists attended sessions meant to beef up their political organizing skills. Convention leaders also announced a new political action committee this afternoon. It will raise money to influence half a dozen upcoming congressional races. As for the big complaints of the convention, most seem to begin with President Obama and end with out-of-control government spending. NPR's Don Gagne reports from Nashville.
Organizers of this convention see it as a historic moment, a sign that the Tea Party movement is taking its activism to a new level. The man behind the event is Nashville attorney Judson Phillips.
Fellow patriots, welcome to the first National Tea Party Convention.
There was instant camaraderie among Tea Party activists as they waited in line to pick up badges and registration materials. 70-year-old Suzanne Curran from Shenandoah County, Virginia, says her first political activity was as a volunteer for the 1964 presidential campaign of Barry Goldwater. Her mood today?
I have never been so afraid for the future of the United States of America in my entire life.
Curran sees President Obama as a threat to the Constitution and a threat to the America that she loves.
Why am I here? I want to meet people. These two ladies from Virginia, I never laid eyes on them before. These two fine ladies, Massachusetts. We just helped them. Yes.
That cheer, of course, is over Republican Scott Brown's election to the U.S. Senate seat, long held by the late Ted Kennedy. The Tea Party was active in supporting Brown's campaign. Convention delegates Donna Wright and Ellen Gilmore are from Georgia.
We sent money to support Scott Brown
in Massachusetts.
For his campaign.
And you have to admit, that was quite an earthquake of an election up there.
Brown is hailed as a rising star, but ask people here about the fact that he calls himself pro-choice on abortion, and you get a response like this one from Debbie Dante of North Carolina.
He can't be nitpicky, I think, at this point. You know, about, well, he's not pro-life, so, he's out of my field.
The term Tea Party has been identified with a kind of aggressive, confrontational activism. Remember those healthcare town halls from last year? But some here in Nashville take offense at that characterization. Joshua Crane is an assistant district attorney for the state of Tennessee.
Well, I think that's all in how you characterize the Tea Party. I don't necessarily see the Tea Party movement as an aggressive go out and just fight and rally with people.
But others here have no problem with being part of a movement some call angry. William Temple is a retired government worker dressed in period clothing from the American Revolution.
Oh, yes, it's angry. And, you always have people today say, well, anger is not a good reason for anything. Oh, yes, it is.
And that anger was visible at a reception last night where former Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo spoke. He is a fierce opponent of immigration and brought the crowd alive when he talked about President Obama.
People who could not even spell the word vote or say it in English put a committed socialist ideologue in the White House. Name is Barack Hussein Obama.
And even though some here at this first National Tea Party Convention have said that it's time to do more than hold loud rallies and wave signs in order to influence politicians, the cheers for Tancredo's speech indicate that there's no sign yet that the movement is looking to mellow. Don Gagne, NPR News, Nashville.